You know, I thought about what I want to say tonight in this moment that we find ourselves. You know, in America, we talk a lot about we the people. It's what this American experiment is supposed to be all about. And in Missouri, you know, our motto in Missouri is the Latin phrase. I know you all, everybody knows Latin. Raise their hand. You know? No? All right, anyway, I'll translate. So it's Salus Populi Suprema Lex Esto. That means the will of the people is the supreme law. That's Missouri. So in Missouri, guess what? Voters are the boss. Voters are the boss. Say it out loud. Voters are the boss. Okay? Well, what used to be the Republican Party, the Trump Republicans, they are so weak, they are so spineless, they bow, they bend, they grovel to a wannabe king driven by greed and corruption of historic proportions. I think, David, you mentioned 1,000 years from now, people are going to look back about who stood up against this at this time. Well, you know what? Republican politicians, they think they're the boss over all of us. And we're going to fight that tooth and nail in the legislature. We're going to fight it tooth and nail in the courts. We're going to fight it tooth and nail in the streets, gathering signatures on ballots and stop their overreach. They have tried to tell voters in Missouri that they're the boss over them. They know better about Medicaid expansion, about abortion rights, about minimum wage, about labor rights. Just go down the list. They're on the wrong side of history and on the wrong side of voters. Now, the latest overreach, Trump is telling states they've got to further gerrymander their congressional districts because they are scared. They have to rig the system to hide their unpopular agenda, and they are desperate. They are desperate to stop investigations into their corruption and the Epstein scandal. They are desperate. So we are going to fight that tooth and nail. And I'm proud to say at the Democratic Party, we have been building the infrastructure in this state that have been hollowed out over many years, with filling our state committee full for the first time in years. 85% of all the legislative candidates last year working with our legislative colleagues were filled with candidates across this state. That's the best recruiting we've had since 2008. We're going to continue that effort in 2026. And we have also reinstituted the Camp Carnahan candidate training last year. We did it again this year. We're going to do it again the beginning of next year to continue to recruit and train candidates and workers in this state. We are also really happy. Missouri is getting on the national radar. We have at least one of our congressional seats, the Missouri 2nd District in western suburbs of St. Louis, has been on the national radar, targeted by the DCCC, Emily's List, many others, that in polling it shows a generic Democrat beating Ann Wagner by 2 points. We've had a town hall. We had a town hall the end of April with Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut. We had 1,200 people show up in West St. Louis County. On the No Kings rally in the middle of June, we had 8,000 people show up. We have Senator Tammy Duckworth coming this next Wednesday to West St. Louis County, and we have a very big haul for that. And again, that energy and that momentum is building to flip that seat, not just for the betterment of Missouri, but to help us flip the U.S. Congress back in Democrats' hands. And then, finally, our biggest annual event of the party each year is the Truman Dinner in St. Louis. This year we have Kentucky Governor Andy Beshears as our keynote. We're very thrilled to have him coming. And I know Jackson County mentioned you got Senator Klobuchar. We've had a line of great national speakers coming to Missouri to help us. And finally, this effort, this mid-decade gerrymander that can likely happen in the middle of September when the legislature is back. Listen, we're going to fight that in the courts. You all are going to fight that in the legislature. Citizens are going to have your back to do a referendum if needed. But the biggest goal is we've got to take this to the people with an initiative petition to take this power away from the Republican power grab and create citizens' commissions to draw our districts fairly. That's the fight. That's the fight. So, again, remember, I think the emerging theme of this campaign, not just about the redistricting, but all the other power grabs of the Republicans, is voters are the boss in Missouri. Thank you all so much.